It is your KORN News Radio Sports on this Monday, December 15th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krims. USD football had its season come to an end on Saturday with a 52-22 loss at number 3 Montana in the FCS playoff quarterfinals. Montana jumped out to an early 24-0 lead early in the second quarter as the Grizzlies now advance to Saturday's semifinal. They will take on the number 2 seed Montana State. USD wide receiver Lorenzo Fenner became the first Coyote in the FCS era to eclipse 1,000 career receiving yards as he had an 18-yard reception in the third quarter. Running back L.J. Phillips Jr. ended the day with 15 carries and 74 yards, while quarterback Aiden Bowman in his final game was 15 of 32, passed for 231 yards and 2 touchdowns. USD football ends their season with a 10-5 record. South Dakota State women's basketball forced 27 turnovers yesterday as they rolled past Ball State 78-59 on Sunday, winning their fifth straight game and extending their home winning streak to 16. Jackrabbit freshman Molly Abdouche from Sioux Falls tied a school record yesterday with 10 steals. She also had 10 points, while Brooklyn Meyer had a double-double of 20 points and 10 rebounds. All 5 SDSU starters scored in double figures as the Jacks improved to 10-2 on the season. SDSU women will be at Duke on Thursday night, 6 p.m. Central Time. Number 14th ranked Dakota Wesleyan women's basketball would pick up a 96-41 win on Saturday over the College of St. Mary at the Corn Palace. Emma Yost and Avery Orth led the Tigers in double figures with 16 points each. 6 Tigers scored at least 10 points on Saturday, and Dakota Wesleyan also out-rebounded St. Mary 59-18. Dakota Wesleyan improves to 7-4 on the year. They'll travel to Hawaii this week for 2 games. They take on Providence out of Montana Thursday afternoon at 3 o'clock, followed by a game versus Campbellsville out of Kentucky on Friday at 5:15 p.m. Mitchell Gymnastics picked up a triangular victory on Friday night at home, finishing with a team score of 144.1 as they defeated O'Gorman and Huron. Mitchell senior Kiana Groper won all 5 individual events. She would also take the all-around with a score of 38.2. It was also the first gymnastics meet at the high school gym for the Colonels. Mitchell now hosts the Jill McCormick Invitational coming up Saturday at 11 a.m. at the high school gym, with 15 teams scheduled to compete. And Mitchell Colonel Wrestling competed over the weekend at the Rapid City Invitational. Blaze 70 for Mitchell led the boys with a 4th place finish at 106 pounds, while Rocky Clark took home 5th at heavyweight. Frankie Kranz would lead the Mitchell girls with a 6th place finish at 115 pounds, while Taylor DeYoung finished 7th at 155. Mitchell Wrestling this week will host Huron for a home duel on Thursday nights. The girls start at 6, followed by the boys at 7. And that's a look at your sports on this Monday, December 15th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.